The first reading on this, the feast of Blessed Mother, or Saint Teresa of Mother Teresa of Calcutta, is from 1 Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, learn from myself and Apollos not to go beyond what is written, so that none of you will be inflated with pride in favor of one person over against another. Who confers distinction upon you? What do you possess that you have not received? But if you have received it, why are you boasting as if you did not receive it? You are already satisfied. You have already grown rich. You have become kings without us. Indeed, I wish that you had become kings, so that you might also become king, that we might also become kings with you. For as I see it, God has exhibited us, apostles, as the last of all, like people sentenced to death. Since we have become a spectacle to the world, to angels and men alike, we are fools on Christ's account, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are held in honor, but we in disrepute. To this very hour we go hungry and thirsty. We are poorly clad and roughly treated. We wander from about homeless, and we toil, working with our own hands. When ridiculed, we bless. When persecuted, we endure. When slandered, we respond gently. We have become like the world's rubbish, the scum of all, to this very moment. I am writing you this not to shame you, but to admonish you as my beloved children, even if you should have countless guides to Christ. Yet you do not have many fathers. For I became your father in Christ Jesus through the gospel. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord is near to all who call upon him. The Lord is near to all who call upon him. The Lord is just in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. The Lord is near to all who call upon him. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord keeps all who love him, but the wicked he will destroy. The Lord is near to all who call upon him. May my mouth speak the praise of the Lord, and all my flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. The Lord is near to all who call upon him. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. While Jesus was going through a field of grain on a Sabbath, his disciples were picking the heads of the grain, rubbing them in their hands, and eating them. Now some Pharisees said, "Why are you doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Have you not read what David did when he and those who were with him were hungry, how he went into the house of God, took the bread of offering, which only the priest could lawfully eat, ate of it, and shared it with his companions?" Then he said to them, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so I love St. Paul because he's real and he's writing this letter to the Corinthian church and he's mocking them. "Oh, you've become rich and oh, I'm poor. Oh, you are held in esteem and I'm treated as rubbish." Oh, and he's just really letting them have it. And then he says, "I'm not doing this to shame you. I'm doing it to admonish you." So he's in this relationship. It isn't interesting that often when people say, "Call no man father," what does Paul, he's the one who started this. What does Paul say? "Am I not your, I became your father in Christ Jesus through the gospel." So he's the first one who calls himself father. And so this relationship he has is the relationship that we all got to be just real. I often say that your relationship with God got to be real, not pious, not religious, not la-la, but just real. That you lay down your life for God, you lay down your life for others. Even if everybody treats you as garbage, you lay down your life. Mother Teresa was so loving. And here, you know, as I read this, I feel guilty because Paul is sitting there saying, you know, "Even when I'm slandered, I respond gently." And boy, when I've been slandered, I haven't responded gently. So I got to keep letting God change my heart. Maybe you do too. Because the call for all of us, of course, is to be like Mother Teresa. And when I say be like Mother Teresa, it's not just going around taking care of the poor, but it's becoming a saint. Become a saint who's real, who struggles, but seeks to love God above all things and to love his people the way he loves them. And if you do that, you can be a great saint. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.